some straight ahead groove here to start out today's show. Blues Groove is the name of the album. We heard the track Splanky, and that is the Jimmy Griffith and Hank Crawford Quartet from back in 1995, and that is some heavy blues groove. I hope you dug that. Good morning, listeners. This is Ken. We're on Friday Morning Jazz in the Groove. Welcome, listeners. Got some great jazz music for you. And we're going to talk about some upcoming live performances in the area and many other things. So let's get started with Greg Abate Quartet, who will be appearing here. I'll talk about that in a minute. But first, let's listen to the title track from his latest solo release called Motif.
Thank you.
is Greg Abate from his recent solo release. It's not his most recent release. I'll talk about that in a second, but his recent solo release entitled Motif. And that's the great Greg Abate Quartet with John Lockwood on bass, Mark Walker on drums, and Tim Ray on piano. Great album. And Greg Abate is going to be appearing in the area in a very nice new venue that I had the opportunity to tour and speak to the owner. And looks like a great venue, and it's out in Willington, Connecticut, out near the Stores, the Stores area by UConn and Willimantic and around there. And nice little venue, and Greg Abate will be appearing there on Saturday, March 19th. At 8 p.m. So you may want to check that out. The name of the venue is The Packing House at the Millworks, and it's at 156 River Road, Willington, Connecticut. And if you'd like more information, you can go to their website at www.thepackinghouse.us or call 518-791-9474 for more information. So once again, Greg Abate appearing with a great quartet, I might add. He's going to have Matt DeChamplain on piano, Ben Bellillo on drums, and Nat Reeves on bass. So you're not going to want to miss that. Mark your calendars down. March 19th, the Greg Abate Quartet at the Packing House in Willington, Connecticut. And I want to continue on with another one from Greg Abate. This is his most recent release, along with Phil Woods, Greg Abate and Phil Woods, with the same Tim Ray trio. And we're going to hear Moonlight in Vermont.
just an option. Refuse to be forgotten. I took a chance with my heart, and I feel it taking over. I better find your loving. I better find your heart. I better find your loving. I better find your heart. I better find your loving. I better find your heart. I better forgive my love. Nothing's gonna tear us apart. But you don't listen. You better pay attention. Get what you've been missing. Cause I better find your loving. Better find your heart. Better find your loving. Better find your heart. I better find your loving. I better find your heart. I bet if I give you my love, nothing's gonna tear us apart. Crying, there's nothing left to do but give all my love to you. And I better find your loving, better find your heart.
Of the moon, we'll build a dream house of love, dear. Close to the sun in the day, nearer to the moon at night. We'll live in a lovely way, my dear, living on love and the pale moonlight. Just you and I, forever and a day. Our love will not die. We'll keep it that way. Up among the stars, you'll find a harmony of life to a lovely tune. East of the sun, west of the moon, my dear. East of the sun and west of the moon. Thank you. forever and a day. Our love will not die, we'll keep it that way. Up among the stars you'll find a harmony of life to a lovely tune. East of the sun, west of the moon, my dear, east of the sun and west of the moon. East of the sun, east of the sun and west of the moon. East of the sun and west of the moon. So day, for day, for day, let it da da, do 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 do.
That's two from a brand new release from Oris Jenkins. The name of the album is Soar. We heard a couple tracks from that. First one was Find Your Love, and that was followed by this jazz standard, East of the Sun. And Oris Jenkins just has such a nice, smooth voice. And this album, he's paired with a great band that he put together. And a lot of the tracks feature a backup group that includes two trombones and a Fender Rhodes piano. And along with Oris's smooth voice, makes such a beautiful sound. You heard it on the first track there. And the second track, I think, was more of a jazz trio kind of thing with Oris fronting it on vocals. Before that, we heard from Greg Abate with his album that he did with Phil Woods. He did a couple albums with Phil Woods, but that one was a live album entitled Kindred Spirits with the Tim Ray Trio. And Kindred Spirits recorded live at Chan's in Woonsocket, Rhode Island. Great club. And we heard Moonlight in Vermont, the short version on the album. Once again, in case you missed it, I just want to mention Greg Abate will be appearing in Willington, Connecticut in a really cool new venue called The Packing House at the Millworks. And that's at 156 River Road in Willington. Greg Abate will be there on March 19th. We'll talk about it in the weeks ahead. All right, let's continue on with some more new music. There's a great harp player. She attended school here at the Hart School of Music, Jackie McLean Institute for Jazz. Her name's Brandi Younger, and she has created quite a unique sound on this album. So we're going to listen to some of that. This is Brandi Younger with... the new album's entitled Wax and Wane, and we're going to hear Afro Harping. We'll be right back.
to the other side.
To the other
sing
side.
To the moon and the stars will shine.
Stars will shine.
Oh, for you, heaven gonna turn the tide. Hey, thank you, shattered in a thousand pieces, weeping in the darkest night.
On Sunday, March 6th, WWUH Radio collaborates with Real Artways, the Hartford Jazz Society, and the Litchfield Jazz Festival to present a special advanced screening of Thomas Chapin, Nightbird Song, a film about the life of an extraordinary saxophonist and flute player, directed by the Emmy Award winner, Stephanie Castillo. Nightbird Song will be shown at 2 p.m. March 6th at Real Artways, 56 Arbor Street in Hartford. At 6:15, some of Thomas Chapin's favorite collaborators will perform his compositions for Trio Plus Brass. Visit realartways.org for reservations. The Manchester, Connecticut native took the jazz world by storm in the 1980s when he left a secure gig as music director for Lionel Hampton's big band to pursue his own bold artistic path. Thomas Chapin's brilliant technique, creativity and impassioned stage presence were earning him much international acclaim when his life was cut short by leukemia in 1998. Director Castillo traveled throughout the U.S. and Europe for 2 years, filming interviews with Chapin bandmates, friends, and family members. To these, she added exciting concert footage and audio recordings from all periods of his career. Hartford audiences will have their first chance to experience this compelling biography at 2 p.m. on Sunday, March 6th at Real Artways, presented in collaboration with WWUH 91.3 FM. Further details at thomaschapinfilm.com.
Thank you.
Thomas Chapin, the late, great Thomas Chapin, known very well in this area and was really at the pinnacle of his career, breaking out into national and worldwide prominence following an incredible appearance at the Newport Jazz Festival, playing that very song, Nightbird Song, Thomas Chapin, from an album of the same name. And Thomas Chapin will be featured here at Real Artsways, as you heard in the public service announcement that preceded that song. Thomas Chapin, a movie produced about Thomas Chapin, is going to be previewed at Real Artsways on Sunday, March 6th. And that event is co-sponsored by this here radio station, WWUH. We're proud to do that. There'll be, as I said, an advanced screening on March 6th at 2 p.m. And that will be followed by a concert, a post-film concert, with many of Thomas Chapin's fellow players from back in the day. By the way, on that last track, a trio featuring Mario Pavone and Michael Sarin, and both of them will be there at the Thomas Chapin post-film concert at Real Artsways. All right, time now, 9:56. You're listening to WWH. We're going to continue on. I'm not a big fan of the Grammys, but I did want to celebrate the Jazz Grammy winners. And we're going to play tracks from Christian McBride, John Scofield, and Maria Schneider, all winners of Grammys this year. So let's get started with Christian McBride Trio. He won the Grammy Award for Best Solo for this song, Cherokee. So we're going to listen to that first.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right, we're in the midst of a Grammy Award special here, a feature of the Grammy Award winners of this year. And you just heard Christian McBride Trio, who won for Best Solo at Bass Solo on Cherokee. We're going to continue on now with John Scofield, who won for the Best Instrumental Jazz Album from his new album called Past Present. And we're going to hear his track, Enjoy the Future. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's the Maria Schneider Jazz Orchestra from the album Thompson Fields. And you heard Arbiters of Evolution. And that about wraps up our Jazz Grammys feature here. All of those artists, the last three artists you heard garnering Grammy Awards this year. And we congratulate them for that. Christian McBride Trio started it off with his album Live at Village Vanguard, and he won best jazz solo for his bass solo in Cherokee, as did John Scofield for his album Past Present, won the award for best jazz instrumental album. And we heard a track from that one called Enjoy the Future. And we ended up with Maria Schneider's Jazz Orchestra, who won for Best Large Ensemble, or Big Band, perhaps, is the category. And we heard from her Thompson Fields album, of which she won the Grammy for. And we heard Arbiters of Evolution. All right. We're going to play one more. This was not a Grammy winner, but perhaps should have been in the running, and it wasn't, probably because it's a self-produced album, not on one of the big record labels, which I think is almost a prerequisite for getting a Grammy. So I wanted to play something for it because I think it's one of the best albums of 2015. And it's an epic album, and it's entitled The Epic, 3 Hours of Music. And we're going to hear a track from that. The name of the artist is Kamasi Washington, and we're going to hear The Magnificent Seven.
Wow.